أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أنفقوا طوعا أو كرها لن يتقبل منكم إنكم كنتم قوما فاسقين. وما منعهم أن تقبل منهم نفقاتهم إلا أنهم كفروا بالله وبرسوله ولا يأتون الصلاة إلا وهم كسالى ولا ينفقون إلا وهم كارهون. فلا تعجبك أموالهم ولا أولادهم، إنما يريد الله ليعذبهم بها في الحياة الدنيا وتزهق أنفسهم وهم كافرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 53, 54 and 55 of Surah At-Tawbah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to speak about the ills of the munafiqeen, and that in the courts of Allah there is no acceptance for their deeds insofar as akhirat is concerned. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the first ayah makes reference to a person that we had spoken about few ayahs back, Jad ibn Qais, that he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for permission that he would not participate in the expedition of Tabuk, and his excuse was that because of the beauty of the Roman women, he may fall into fitna. Then thereafter, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, however, I will make some financial contribution, and that should be sufficient. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to that, and Allah says, قُلْ أَنْفِقُوا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to him and to all the munafiqeen, that you may spend willingly or unwillingly. Whether you are happy about it, it is voluntarily, involuntarily, whatever your spending is, لَنْ يُتَقَبَّلَ مِنْكُمْ, it will not be accepted by you. One is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not accept it. In other words, he will not take possession of it. And if perchance anybody else accepts it, then also in the courts of Allah, it will not be accepted. Your intention is impure. And then in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala further elaborates. And then here Allah says, إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ. Certainly you are a disobedient people, that you have had the opportunities of being in the environment, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is to hear the Quran and one is to listen to the Quran from the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is to listen to the Quran and one is to listen to the Quran as it has been revealed by Allah Ta'ala fresh. You hear all of this, but you are a people that have exceeded the limitations, exceeded the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here you are, you make an excuse about one thing, and you try to bring an Islamic Shari'i perspective, and then you try to recompense that with some spending. That is not acceptable in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ أَن تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ. Nothing has barred the acceptance of whatever they spend, إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِ, except that number one, they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, they disbelieved in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That kufr was filled in their hearts, and yet they would come there to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What face would they have to come in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and boast about their spending and offer their spending to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is, as far as the iman is concerned, as far as the deeds are concerned, وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَى. Then they would participate and come to Masjid al-Nabawi and perform the salat, sometimes with jamaat, and sometimes they would dodge the salat. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it when they come for salah. How do they come for salah? They do not approach salat, illa wahum kusala, except lazily. They come there half-heartedly. They stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do they really think about the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat? That also hasn't entered the heart. They have not have any consciousness with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being their master, being their owner, being their creator. وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. Now Allah ta'ala speaks another dimension, and they do not spend except in the condition that they dislike that spending. They don't want to spend. But now particularly in his case and in all the other cases of the munafiqeen, there is no desire to spend. Where would there be that ikhlas? Where would there be that sincerity? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, this address again is for the reciter of the Qur'an, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we see it on many occasions, that there may seem to be a lot of material acquisition in the possession of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared an open war against because of the kufr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it, and Allah ta'ala says, فَلَا تُعْجِبَكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ. Let not their wealth and let not their children marvel you. That you should not get excited about the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given them an abundance of wealth. Allah ta'ala has given them an abundance of children, bearing in mind that in those days an abundance of children, more children, was a greater source of pride for an individual. Today things have made a change. Insan is gone the other way, but that's how it was in the people of the past. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had desired that Allah Rabbul Izzat punishes them through it in this material world. A person may be drowning in wealth, especially those that have declared an open war against Allah Rabbul Izzat. They may have so much of wealth that they may not even know what their wealth is worth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one possibility will remain. It is Allah's desire that through that wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes them. And this we shouldn't take as a general rule as with people's acquisition, because we would never know the realities why Allah ta'ala has given. وَتَزْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And then Allah ta'ala says, their souls will depart. And when their souls will depart, it will depart whilst they are in a state of disbelief. Now this is some seal that Allah Ta'ala has given, that they are not going to bring iman. Allah had known that in His knowledge, that after everything, they had the sahbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sahaba kiram, they listened to this Quran, yet they turned away, yet they were arrogant, and hence they thought that they could belie Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they could mock him. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now puts the seal of kufr, that they will leave this world in a state of kufr. And again, we should always ponder about the fact that how are we going to leave this world, and we should strive that it is with iman. And for that, it requires a great amount of ikhlas, a great amount of sincerity, and a relationship and contact with Allah. And we should never ever be arrogant, or we should never be boastful about what Allah has given us insofar as dunya is concerned, insofar as deen is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.